Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Learning Center. And what a great opportunity it is for us to reflect on our previous week, where we talked about before and after the evidence of love. How are we leaving everything better than we found them? All right, so let's go ahead and start the call by handing it over to our leader, Mr. Tellius Carter.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Tiana, and I thank everybody for being here on this evening as we just close our week out and recap the things that we have learned, discovered, some things that we already knew, some things that we had to revisit, some things that God just gave us some revelation on and opened those doors for us to learn and grow. So that's what we're doing tonight. So at any time, please press star 5 if you have it in your heart that you want to share something, and it may be something small or minute to you but large to someone else. So don't be hesitant, don't be afraid, because God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And please don't think that your sharings, your findings that God has revealed to you are nothing but small, you know, tokens. They're not, they're big, because if God revealed them to you, He also reveals them to you so that you can share with someone else. So right where we are, let us go ahead and pray right quick. Close your eyes and open up your hearts, bow your heads. Father God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the opportunity for us to be able to serve you, Father. We woke up this morning with you on our mind, Father God. We went throughout our day with you on our mind, Father God. And Father God, every step that we take, Father God, we just want to be more like you. We thank you for giving us a sense of peace. We thank you for giving us joy. We thank you for giving us knowledge, Father God, heavenly knowledge, Father God, not earthly, but heavenly knowledge, Father God, which far supersedes all wisdom here on earth. We thank you, Father God, for who you are. We worship you, Father God. We adore you, Father God. We just want to say that we utterly love you, Father. Father God, with that being said, Father God, we ask that you continue to watch over those who are sick and shut in, Father God. Father God, we also can ask that you continue to watch over our neighbors, Father God, our family members, Father God, our coworkers, everyone, Father God, that we may encounter, and even the people that we don't. We thank you and we praise you on this evening. In the precious name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 That would be in state, Ms. LaTanya, Ms. Tiana, the floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Carr. Oh, my goodness. This has been an awesome week, hasn't it, Ms. LaTanya?
It has been, Ms. Tiana. I wanted to start by sharing an experience that I had. Ms. Candy shared something over the past week, and I was so convicted because I have a coworker who she's oftentimes sharing different things that go on within her family, and she's often asking for prayer. And this particular day, I was not so much interested in hearing about it because I had some things going on, and just a little bit distracted with that. So I had the opportunity to pour into her, just like we talked about this past week, you know, leaving that legacy of God's love behind, leaving the situation better than the way that we found it. And I actually, after being convicted, had to go back to her and apologize to her, which it was not something that I was expecting to do or had planned to do. But after that, you know, God showed himself in that situation, and I shared with her so many different things that, you know, was able to help her in her situation. And I really did share with her that, you know, the timing was perfect. It was just me being selfish and just being distracted with the things that I had going on. So I just wanted to share that, just how important it is that, like, we encourage everybody to do from week to week is, you know, to press star 5 to share those experiences with us, because it's helping me, I can say that. And the other thing that came about for me was with one of the scriptures that I was able to just, you know, dissect, and it comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 8. And it states, if your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. So again, just reading that scripture, I was convicted. And when we look at the different gifts that are mentioned in the scripture, we have to realize that that means we have to use that inside as well as outside of the body of Christ. So it doesn't just apply to certain people or certain situations. This is to be done all the time, because we know that there are specific assignments and people that God has designed specifically for each one of us. So we can't pick and choose what it is that we want to do when it comes to leaving that legacy of God's love on the scene. And we all have something to give. We all have been gifted different things, as the scripture states. And whatever those gifts are, be it big or small, we have to be generous and also willing to share that with others. And, you know, when we do that, that's when God's purpose for our life is fulfilled. And this is when we become successful in creating that greater after for someone else. So they may go into a situation one way, but they come out of it a totally different way, in the way that God deems fit, if we obey the voice of God and what he's telling us to do. So, you know, one of the questions that we can just kind of ponder on is, how are we going to do that? How are we going to serve others? Are we going to do it willingly in the way that God has chosen, you know, for us to do it? Or are we going to try to serve others in a way that we consider to be important according to our timetable? And just an example of that is, as, you know, I was thinking about music, and I was talking with someone who sings. She sings in a choir at her church, and she said for a long time she was not glorifying God with her singing. So she was actually looking at the tangible gain that she could acquire from it, and she was actually deciding to take up a career in the music industry doing secular music. But she said, you know, she grew in her relationship with God, so she's now singing in a choir, and she's able to minister to God's people that way. And she's also become a music teacher, so she's leaving that positive impact, and she's helping other people work on their craft. So that's just one example, one way that she's actually going into a situation. She's using the gift that God has given her, and she's leaving that legacy of love, you know, and people are walking away better than what they came into the situation. And we also have to be diligent and also be quick to act in the way that we share love with other people. So a lot of times we want to stop and think about how we're going to do it when God has already laid out for us exactly how he wants us to do something. And I know we all can think about the times where God has placed someone in our life and they have been placed in our path, and they were that ram in the bush for us. So we have to do exactly that. And we also have to remember that we have to serve others humbly. So be it like the scripture states, if it's to, we've been given the gift to encourage, we have to do that humbly. And if it's the gift of giving, we have to humbly give. And if it's a gift of showing kindness, we have to do that humbly. And that's what Christianity and being Christ-like is all about. So that was just a scripture that really stood out for me. It's just very profound in the way that I was able to look at it from God's perspective.
Awesome, Ms. Lasagna. That is absolutely amazing. And we want to hear from you guys on what are some things that you found and what scriptures stood out on. What are the things that God wants us to give to others, right? To leave that love, the love that you said, legacy. Ms. Candy had brought that up early this week, leaving that love legacy for others. And we do have a caller who would like to share, so let's go ahead and get to that caller. Good evening, caller. Please share your statement, your scripture, whatever you have for us this evening.
Good evening. I have a few things for you all. I love the way that it's always lined up with what's about to happen in real life, because I shared the other day about testimony of what happened at work, and this is something that happened not 30 minutes ago. I received a call from my best friend, and he's telling me about a different situation he has going on in his life as far as a business proposition that he's about to enter into. And he said, I'm not sure that I should go forward, or he was having hesitation about it, because the two people that he's going to be partnering with are both Christians, and they're deeply rooted in their faith. Now, his hesitation was not against them as Christians. It was because he did not want to leave the situation in a certain way. He's walking into it knowing they're rooted and grounded, and he says, I'm not strong in my faith, so I don't want to bring something into this situation that's going to be negative for them. So he's thinking about the before and after, but in the opposite sense of it. So we were able to talk, and I just encouraged him with, don't look at it in the negative. Truly look at it as God is continuing to put you into places with people who are going to strengthen you and leave the after effect on you, leave that love relationship with you, leave the continuing to grow and strengthen you in your faith where you're weak with you. So that was just a natural thing that just happened. And also, it tied into on Wednesday night, I believe it was. Nope, last night, how Mr. Carr was talking about we don't like working together for God. And I was thinking about that as he was talking, because he's excited about working with them in the one sense. But, you know, that negative voice, that thing in his ear is saying, but you're not as strong a Christian as them, but you're not as strong as the faith. So we have to be careful of those situations, too, because sometimes we compare ourselves against other people and we look at it as only the negative outcome. But we have to remember, God has the before and after in his hands, and sometimes we are the one that needs to receive, and we're not always going to be the giver. So hope that encourages someone, even if, you know, you're around someone who might be stronger in their faith. That's okay. God knows that, and he put you in that situation for a reason, to impact your after, so that down the line you can impact someone else's as well. That's all.
Amen. That's right there. We call a teaching moment for sure. Thank you so much, Ms. Candy. And we have our next caller. Good evening, caller. Please go ahead and share your scripture or comment this evening.
Hello, everyone. I would like to share a quote that was very fitting with the topic from last week. And the quote states, always leave people better than you found them. Hug the hurt, kiss the broken, befriend the lost, and love the lonely. And when I saw this quote, it just came to mind and brought me to thinking about constantly showing God's love, showing God's unconditional love to everyone. And that's the before and after.
Oh, absolutely love it.
Amen.
Ms. Brand, would you mind sharing the quote again? So
anyone
who's jotting notes can do it a little slower so they can capture those key points.
I will. Always leave people better than you found them. Hug the hurt, kiss the broken, befriend the lost, and love the lonely.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, Ms. Brandy. Truly appreciate it. All right. Well, thank you. We are looking to hear from so many other folks, so please go ahead and press star 5 as we continue to recap and just share some reflection on this week, before and after, the evidence of love leaves everything better than you found it. Well, I also found a quote this week that was very interesting. It was from Thomas Edison, and it said, I never pick up an item without thinking of how I might improve it. And I thought about that because we have so many opportunities to make improvements for ourselves, for processes, for items, for others. There's so many places that improvements, leaving things better than you found it, right? But with Thomas Edison, God gave him the gift of creation. He was an inventor. He held over 1,000 U.S. patents alone, and many throughout Europe. And he is most known, of course, for his invention of the light bulb, which brought light to darkness in the natural. But how many of us can even acknowledge that we have lights on a daily basis is something that really came to mind. We don't realize that we have received this gift until there's a blackout or the bills haven't been paid, right? Because
And why is that? It's because we already know that it's possible. We've already seen it. But then I had to ask, and I ask all of us, can we have faith in the after? Can we walk in hope for tomorrow? Can we love today, standing in kindness, tenderheartedness, and forgiveness, as God in Christ forgave us? You know, and that actually came from Ephesians 4:32. But the biggest thing is, can we do this all without seeing it? And God, you know, in all his glory, gives us just what we need when we need it. He has already shared the gift of everlasting life, which is our after, so that we know what's in and through Jesus Christ. But he also gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide us day in and day out if we allow it. We do not know in between now and everlasting life, but we get to choose our before by having faith that the Holy Spirit can reveal and lead us into God's plan for each of us. Which takes me to the scripture that I wanted to share this evening. It actually comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And it states, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." That is actually from the New International Version. As the scripture states, we are each his workmanship, which God prepared beforehand. As we know, God purposely chose us to be here at this time and in this place before we even formed in our mother's wombs. We were created, as Mr. Carr clearly called out, as it states in the Word, in Jesus Christ, formed in iniquity, for good works, being the after evidence of him. We are to leave his presence, his evidence of love, with all the people, places, and things we come in contact with, always leaving them better than we found them. But what was really interesting as I dug deeper into the scripture is that ultimately we do not have to plan our own way. We are so quick to, I'm going to do it this way, this is how I see it, this is, but is it what God planned? And we have to remember, because God knew us before and created our after selves in Christ, he also prepared before the foundation of the world the after good works which he wants us all to accomplish. Therefore, we don't have to plan. We do not plan our own good works. He's done that all for us. But we are to seek diligently the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who, as I said earlier, reveals and leads us into God's planned good works. It's a continuous action of God's love taking place in and through our lives. And I thought that was just so amazing to see what Paul's teachings to the Ephesians, really how he called that out. But then it brought me to mind to today, and I think of how teachers pull together syllabuses for their classes, whether it's before school begins, for the semester, however you look at it, they prepare the syllabus. The students don't plan their own course of study. The teacher always has already planned for them what they will learn, how they'll use it throughout the semester, and what they want them to take away. After the semester is complete, the teacher hopes the student applies what they've learned beyond the course of study, producing good works. They always have something they can go back to because they can take away everything that they learned, all the notes they took, what they studied, the work they did. They have something they can go back to. Well, just as us, Jesus came, he had lessons planned for us, he taught us, and then he left us with the Holy Spirit, whom we can access and then apply all the good works that he taught to what we are to do, leaving us better than he found us. So that was just one of the scriptures I had to share, and it looks like we have another hand raised. Good evening, caller. Go ahead and share.
I forgot to share something that is really, really important. And we were talking about it on Wednesday night, and it was about Saul and Paul and how we have to remember, even in our own before and afters, because before, you know, before he had his transformation, he was Saul. He hated Christians. He persecuted Christians. He was totally against what Christians stood for. But after his transformation, after his experience with God, after he received the love of God, then he was Paul. He was the one that wrote all of these scriptures, and we go back to the books that he's written over and over, and we learn so much from who he was after the fact. But we have to be careful with people when people are struggling, when we ourselves are struggling, and we're at a place of that before. We just have to remember to continue to love on them, continue to show them God, because we never know if we have a Paul in our midst, another person who is going to leave that impact for God. So we can't discard people because of who they are in the before stage, because remember, Paul was at once Saul. That's all. Again, we know this.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Candy. That is so true. So true. That's, you know, back to God's plan for our lives. And no matter what we walk through, who we are before that rebirth, that renewal in him, man, what God puts forth in us when he sets us off to fulfill on his plan, it's amazing all that we can do. All right?
Indeed.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed that. Mr. Carr, what are your reflections from this week?
Well, I don't have reflections. I just go forward with things that we have to look forward to. You know, I let y'all reflect and y'all things like that. I just dive more into what God has for us to do with the whole onset of this topic matter and whatnot. Because, again, we go from faith to faith, glory to glory. You know, and it's just one of those things that we just move forward on. I mean, everything was set in place. Everything was set in place for everyone to do. So let's move forward on something. One of the things I do want to talk about is, you know, it's world-renowned, known that we all have this thing called 2020 when it comes to hindsight. Because everybody say stuff like, I told you so. Or after the fact, they'll say, well, you should have.
Right.
And when we talk about before and after, it's very important that, you know, we come to the conclusion that, you know, we shouldn't have to say things like that when you're doing things in a godly way. Simply because a lot of times what we end up doing is we're not sure, so we don't say nothing. Then when it happens, then we say, I told you. But see, where's the boldness to get-go? There's no boldness. You know, there's no boldness from the get-go. Go ahead and put everybody on mute. There's no more boldness from the get-go. And that's something that stops the progression of people with God, with love, with being founded and deeply rooted in God, because then it becomes a game where, you know, Christianity is based on the fact of, I'm going to see where the chips fall, then I'm going to pounce on you. And that's not what before and after is about. Because if and since we have this thing talk about 2020 hindsight, why can't we have 2020 beforehand? The problem is we don't view people and things the way that God does. Because if we did, the very person that you just put down a couple of hours ago, maybe even a minute ago, yesterday, last week, last month, baby, you wouldn't have. Because that very person could be the very thing that can come back and help you. You got to look at something for a real quick second. With the fact that leaving situations better than you found them, the evidence of love, the before and after. You know, when someone takes your picture and makes it look much better, you like that person because they have something called a gift to enhance your look. Well, did you know this? Y'all might want to write this down. Improving others may very well be allowing them to improve you. I'm not talking about the picture because I hear a lot. See, we'll say leave situations better, 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 better than we found them. But a lot of times we step out in pride. In other words, we got to be the loudest speaker in the room. In other words, I have to be the one with the gift poured into people who don't have. Is that pride? A lot of times the before and after actually can allow someone who doesn't have to improve you to show them that they're more of a blessing to you than you are to them. The fact of the matter is, though, Satan comes in and rises up in something called pride. So now we think that we're God's gift to his world and we are the golden tool to make everything better, and you're not. It's only by way of God. Improving others, leaving situations better, could be the very thing that allows them to improve you. I believe, I'll meet Ms. Candy for a second. Ms. Candy, I really believe, I'm going to show y'all what I mean by this, before and after. Do you not understand that there was God in the flesh in Jesus? Was that not God in the flesh with Jesus, Ms. Candy?
Sir, I couldn't hear what you were saying. The line was speaking to me.
But was it God in the flesh?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That was God in the flesh. Did Jesus not change what his direction was when that woman said, even the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master's table?
Yes, sir.
But Jesus was literally calling her a nobody.
Right.
I believe, call it crazy as you may, that that wasn't by coincidence, because I don't believe in it, number one. Because nothing happens by coincidence. It's God inspired. I believe that God allowed that situation to happen in front of other people. In other words, he allowed a woman to address and correct him so that he can change everybody's before and after. In other words, although I be God, I'm still not short of what you have to say.
Right.
Oh, boy, y'all don't want to hear the truth. The problem is when we get to the before and after, we think that we are God's gift to this world and nobody can tell us nothing. And if they do, they must be somebody high and mighty.
Right.
See, Jakes, don't tell me I ain't listening. That's our attitude. If my pastor ain't tell me I ain't listening, come on. Come on, give me some star fives on that one. Because the pastor don't tell you, you ain't listening, right?
That's true.
You know, they don't be liking me, Candy, because see, one thing about Ms. Carter is that he speaks the truth. And sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. As a matter of fact, very frequently do we want to.
Right.
But it's the truth, right?
It is.
You know that you can change somebody's before and after. As a matter of fact, you can change a whole bunch of people's before and after by allowing others to improve you. Don't y'all know that was God? Don't you know what God's purpose was for here on earth? Don't you know he knew what was going to happen regardless? Don't you know he allowed that woman to correct him, not for his good, but for the rest of this world's good?
Yes, sir.
Allowed a woman who was an imbecile, a no-grade, a downgrade, a nobody, even the crumbs of the dogs, something below a dog, to correct him. And that changed the course of humanity.
Yes, sir.
So when we talk about the evidence of love, don't be so puffed up in pride to thinking where you have to be the one changing people. Allow people to change you too.
Amen.
In other words, man, this is a great experience that I had even growing up as a child. Young child. I always had track ability from my mother, father. My mother would purposely let me beat her, not really beat her, but like almost going neck and neck. Now, I'm 10 years old, neck and neck, and I will win. Don't you know that improved my self-esteem?
Yes.
Even at a young age. But that's a part of maturation on my mother's part. Because, see, what I'm saying is, as we mature in Christ, we'll back down and stop talking so much and let people start to minister to you to help. Although you know it, you can still say, you're right, baby. Thank you for that. But our cockiness and egos don't allow somebody else to get it after because we want to overtalk them as, because we know the word better than they do.
Right.
Wow. Do y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
This is the before and after that we're talking about. God has given us a chance to live. I think that's a big part of it. As a matter of fact, he didn't need us to live at all.
That's it.
Look at the before and the effect of love. He said, I'm going to take something that's weaker and allow it to become something greater. If they can see things in hindsight before it gets to the hindsight part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only people who go into heaven don't see it hindsight 2020 after the fact. They see it before the fact. That's why the Bible says, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Being that you've never been in heaven, you better understand what heaven is all about through the word.
Yes.
I mean, you can't experience heaven now unless you get in God's word. Uh-oh. So God forces our hand to have a great after before we even get there. In other words, he forces our hand in faith. You know, faith is the evidence of things that is not seen. That means your after has to be right now. You know that's what faith is, right? Your after has to be right now. Mr. Carr, why are you so happy? Why are you? Because, man, your after got to be right now.
Right.
You're being ridiculed because you got that car. Don't worry about it. They don't know your after, but you can make theirs better.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Your attitude, a word, a compliment, the little things count. It matters. Yes, you may know more than them, but does that improve them about how much you know, or does it improve them about how much you care? And when you care for somebody, what you'll do is you'll bow down to lift them up, won't you?
Yes, sir.
We got a business, y'all, called Premium Print. Premium Print does everything. Do graphic work, printing work, T-shirt, everything. That's the business we have. One of the slogans to Premium Print is we're not the most expensive, but we're also not the cheapest.
That's right.
The reason why I'm saying this is because I want to show everybody something. Everybody loves if you're getting doing any remodeling on your house, if you're getting something done to you. You like when you can take something that's almost done and you want to throw it away and somebody make it and bring it back to life. Or somebody sees your vision and makes that vision come to pass. You like that, right?
Yes, sir.
But the thing is, do you like paying a price or do you want to get it for cheap? Typically, we want cheap. The reason why I said that slogan is because when you get cheap, you get exactly what you pay for. Just for example, let me use you all for an example, okay? Let me use y'all right quick. This is before and after. If somebody paid you right now $8 an hour to do the very job that you're doing, what kind of quality of the work they going to get from you? Okay, we got that? Okay, good, good, good. Now, let's transform that. You're trying to get your house remodeled. You're trying to get your car done, but you want to go to the lowest bidder. What kind of quality work are you going to get done? Keep in mind now what you're just about to give somebody for $8. You see what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See what I'm getting at? My thing is, when you want better, you got to pay a little better. But see, with the before and after, when you pay it better, that means it becomes a sacrifice. When you're dealing with people, it becomes a sacrifice that you have to pay. What's wrong with the word of kindness? Although you're having a bad day, they're having a bad day, but what's wrong with you giving them a word of kindness and say, don't look so sad, because you're going to make me sad.
Yes,
huh? In other words, you let them know they're affecting you. But you said it in such a nice way to where they don't want you to look sad, so they're going to smile. Don't you know you just change day after?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you complimenting somebody? Okay, they don't got it right. They didn't get it right for the last 3 weeks. That's fine. But what's wrong with you saying, hey, you getting there? Keep going. You got that. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's the little things that count, y'all, to make the after that much better, right?
Yes, sir.
The fact that people that you impact can be total strangers. We're about to get ready to get off the phone, okay? They can be total strangers, but the fact of the matter is when you have the mindset that I create better afters than their befores, it doesn't matter who you encounter. You never meet a stranger. I don't care where I go. Care where I go. I'm new, Ms. Shabri, right quick. I don't care where I go. Ms. Shabri, does that stand to be true?
Yes. Hello.
What happens typically when I go and meet people? Oh, it don't matter. Walmart, I don't care. What happens?
You talk to everyone. You don't meet a stranger at all.
And I'm not boasting to me. What I'm saying is I understand something called before and after effect. I'll make people smile before it's said and done. Now, with that being said, don't confuse that with condonement. Because what happens is we'll start to condone things that we shouldn't condone. In other words, the before and after leaving things better than they was, than you found them, very well may make some people frown. But the thing is, as we mature, we don't understand why mom and daddy whipped us. But they changed our after to a better place, didn't they? You appreciate it now, don't you, Candy? Sure you do. Sure you do. Sure you do. So just because somebody's doing something that you don't approve of, and you say, well, I just want to, you know, conform to the ways of the world and make their after better, so I'm going to go to the wedding that shouldn't be two men marrying each other. First of all, would God be there? Answer that question for me. Really? Would he be condoning that? Would he be orchestrating that? Well, if he's not there, I can't be there. You very well may be mad at me, but I can't do it. Because when you come to your senses, you're going to turn back around and say, thank you. Because you was the only person that stood for what was right when everybody else just wanted to see me happy. You wanted to see me well off. Uh-oh. There's a difference, y'all. There's a difference. Do you just want to see people happy or do you want to see them better off when I say well off? See, when you want to see people better off, that means you're willing to do whatever it takes to make their better, their after better. And it may be some tears and all that other stuff shed. Mm-hmm. It may be. They might not like it. But every homosexual I ever seen that came back to their senses, they say, Lord, I was crazy when I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it was crazy, but you the same one who was condoning their craziness.
Yes, indeed.
Lord, have mercy. See, that, boy, people be mad at me because, see, you don't get no filter with me. And the reason why is because we don't have time to be playing with God. Okay? Before and after. My little niece runs track. Told my sister not to let her miss sessions and things like that. I'm training her, getting her better, training her, getting us better. She missed a couple here, missed a couple there. Bam, she's doing so much better now. But she could have been so much greater. Her thing is, I always got to go. I got to train with Uncle Telly's. But I told him, do not play with my time. And what I mean by that is this. Because I want to make her so much better, y'all can't give no excuses. I give no excuses. There's no way, because it does not rain, it does not sleet, it does not snow in the gym. So if it doesn't rain, sleet, or snow in that gym, you better have your behind in the gym. Now, you might say it's strict, but watch this. I bet when they're trying to get a scholarship, you ain't going to say I was strict then, are you? You know how much a typical scholarship costs today, Division One? About 30, 40 a year. It ain't so strict then, right?
Right.
But the thing is, you change somebody's after. They may cry while they're doing it, but trust me, they're going to smile when they walk across that stage and get a scholarship handed in their hand. Does that make sense, anybody?
Yes, sir.
That does make sense, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And this is our reality. So we have to be positive. We have to begin to develop better habits within. So when we can create a better before and after within ourselves, it's easier to give to others. That's the reality. The before and after, the evidence of love has to be evident in you first. My love just so tends to be sometimes tough love, but tough love is good love. I get it. The typical woman is more of a nurturer, so she don't view tough love the same way that, you know, a man would. But it's okay. We see all the love the same. Mine just so happened to be tough love. That's called get up and get it type of love. That's called I'm not going to pamper you type of love. That's the love that, you know, if you want it, show me how bad type of love. But in the same token, if you don't want it, it's still my job and obligation, just like God did for me and did for others. If you don't want it, let me still curb your appetite. Let me kind of let you peek into what I have for you so that you can kind of want it. In other words, let me inspire hope within you so that now you can start striving towards your after. Because, see, if we constantly let people be down, and they see no hope, what reason would they want to get up for? All you do is talk about how much of a dog he is and ain't no good men out there. All you do is talk about how many kids she have and nobody ever gonna want her. They can't see it on their own. But if you have God in you, why don't you change your mindset and start speaking to them the way that God speaks to them? So that they can see a better future. Because it may come a time that very person that you poured into, you may be down in the dumps. And they're going to remember what you did for them. And guess what cycle happens? They start to pour into you.
That's right.
Stop being so common. Everybody and their mama talk about people, put people down. That's the common thing. God didn't create you to be common.
Yes, sir.
Before and after, the evidence of love, leaving things, everything, better than the way that you found them. And a lot of times that may be allowing that thing to correct you, encourage you. You may be fully encouraged, but it's still allowing somebody. I might say, Miss Candy, do you mind praying for me? It's mighty funny, boy. We say, everybody pray over me. I don't let everybody pray for me. But then you, when God sends you somewhere, what if somebody told that to you? And God sent you on that assignment. Don't you know when you're a child of God, it don't matter what people say over you, they can't touch you if God don't allow them. You better ask. You better ask them when they walked on Patmos Island. Don't matter that you was bit by a snake. It can't infect you if God say you ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
Yeah, some of the people, what did Patmos Island read you about? Because guess what? Whether you know it or not, somebody can pray over you right now. Don't need your permission. They can be at their house praying over you. You can't stop them. Now what? Before and after, the evidence of love. Let's go ahead and pray, Miss LaTanya.
Dear Lord, we come before you at this moment to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us all to be here on tonight to come together once again in fellowship in your name. We thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding that you continue to impart on us. We ask, dear Lord, that you will continue to strengthen us in our walk with you. May we continue to strive forward in obedience, Lord God, being a blessing to all who you place in our paths. We pray for all those whose heads are bowed down, Lord God. We ask that you will lift them up. Cover them, Lord God. Continue to pour love into them. We thank you for ministry, Lord God. We thank you for our leader. We ask that you will continue to lead and guide him on the path which you have set for him to go. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. We will see y'all on, what is tonight? Tonight is Monday, right?
Yes, sir.
Monday. What we have coming up? Good Friday? Good Friday coming up? Okay.
Yes, sir.
We'll see y'all on Wednesday, though. Okay? Y'all have a great week. And we have another great treat coming this Wednesday. Great topic, okay? So be prepared to listen in. We'll see y'all then.
Good night.
Good night.